We've been doing the series of Bible studies while we're out here. We covered the gospel. We covered the two kingdoms. We covered killing your flesh. What else can we cover here to help our neighbors? How about this one? God loves everybody. Let's do a Bible study on that. Did you know that God so loved the world he sent Christ? That's a past tense thing that happened 2,000 years ago. And in order to access the love of Jesus Christ, you don't just get it automatic. God isn't loving everybody right now. He loved them in a one-time act of Jesus Christ. Okay? The one-time act of Jesus Christ, he gave and showed love. There's only three Bible verses that say God loved sinners in the world. Did you know that? There's only three Bible verses talks about God loving sinners in the world. That's all past tense in Jesus. The love that you're going to get, you got to go back to Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. And you got to repent and be born again and come out of the world, ma'am. You can't amen while you're out like the world. When you come out of the world and you're born again as a child of God, you can access the love of God through forgiveness. I'll take it back if you don't want it. Absolutely. You can access the love of God through the gospel, through faith, through repentance. All right? But the love of God is not carte blanche for everyone. It's not. You have to lose your life to get the love of God. In the book of Acts, the most evangelistic book in the Bible, it doesn't use the word love one time to evangelize people. Do you know what it calls people to? Repentance. Repent, change your ways, turn from your sin, lose your life, come out of the world, seek the kingdom of God. So this idea, I met a man here yesterday that said he tells people God loves everybody. That's not true. The Bible says God hates the wicked in Psalms. Did you know that? Did you know John 9 says God doesn't hear the prayers of sinners? So if you live in your sin willfully, this worldliness going on here today at Strawberry Fest, if you live in this sin, did you know God doesn't hear your prayers, neighbors, friends, fellow citizens? God doesn't hear your prayers, but he'll hear your prayer if you cry out in repentance. You can access the love of Jesus if you'll repent and turn from the world and your flesh. And you can apply the love of Jesus to your life and find forgiveness in God. But you do not find forgiveness living like the world. You do not access the love of Jesus. You do not access the love of Jesus while you're living in your flesh and in your sin and carnality. So it's a lie to say that Jesus loves everyone. The Bible is very clear. The access to God's love is available at the stake of Christ. He shed his blood. He made a narrow way. But that cross does not give you the right. That stake he died on does not give you the right to walk in worldliness and sin, ma'am. You can't amen as you live like the world. I'm so tired of hearing people say amen. And they live like the world and they live in sin. Do you folks know what amen means? Maybe that'll be my next audio Bible study. I'll do that one next. Right now we're talking about God does not love everyone. You're actually an enemy of God if you're a friend of the world. And the love of God, 1 John 2:15, is not in you if you're a friend of the world and you love the things of the world. But you can access the love of God by repenting, being born again, and getting a new heart via the gospel that transforms your heart and your mind and your life. So be very clear. God does not love you as you practice your willful sin. You're actually an enemy of God. But you can get the love of Jesus by being washed and cleansed in his blood. 1 John 1:7 says that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us. You got to walk in the light to get the cleansing of Jesus. You got to walk in the truth. John 17:17 says, thy word is truth, and the truth sanctifies us. So get the love of God by repenting and coming out of the world. Come out of your false church systems. Every church in America is corrupt. Name a denomination and I'll tell you what man started it and what their sin is. Roman Catholic, Evangelical, Baptist, Pentecostal, Mormon, Jehovah Witness, Anabaptist. You name it. I'll tell you which one of their sins they keep. And Jesus said in Mark 7, you can't worship God in man-made traditions. You worship God in vain. So don't be deceived by these preachers. There'll be no ear plugging on Judgment Day, I promise you. Don't be deceived by these preachers that tell you Jesus loves everybody. Jesus loves his own, and you have the ability to be loved by him if you'll repent and come through the gospel. Be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. In repentance, to know him, to love him, to obey him. Hebrews 5:9. Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him.